在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Unit 16 Adulthood Ceremony by Billy Hammond James Urey. It deepens the inner understanding of self.And sets one's feet along the path toward adulthood and faces the challenges of life with fresh knowledge and courage. In the process of getting older, there are times of significant transition when the roles you are asked to be responsible for are changed forever.The most fundamental and challenging of these transitions occurs when the child becomes a man or a woman. Now they can play the adult roles and shoulder new responsibility. With this responsibility comes the freedom to make decisions previously made by the parents. Then what does it mean by being an adult? In New Zealand,A person is no longer a child and becomes a young person at age 14. At 15, a person can get a driver's license. From age 16 on, a person may get many new rights and responsibilities. At 16, a man can get married with their parents' consents. They have the right to work, to receive certain benefits, and are required to shoulder responsibility for their action.At 18, a person can vote, and in this sense, becomes a citizen of the state. Since the age of 16, parents have not been held responsible for their child's financial support, although young people remain under their parents' guardianship until the age of 20. Young people cannot drink until aged 20 and can only marry without parental consent at 20.The ancient Aryans considered 15 years as the age of attaining majority. It was the right age when a boy had learned most of the trades of agriculture and animal husbandry from his father, and the girl had acquired most of the skills of homemaking and came fully able to take their own responsibilities in the household and society.Being an adult certainly means a lot of personal rights to enjoy, but it means more. Financial and legal duties to shoulder, mental and emotional independence to achieve. And what do parents think of being an adult? As Johnson put it, we tried to introduce the young people the responsibilities inherent in it.And Mrs. Blake said, We want the young people to be free to explore some issues without the presence of their parents. While we parents were not physically present, we did our best to make sure that our values were. How to celebrate the adulthood. Japan is a case in point. January 15th,is a Japanese national holiday which honors young people who have reached, will reach, the age of 20 during the year. 20 is the age of maturity in Japan, and people who have reached this age are subjected to adult laws and gain the right to vote and to drink. Local governments usually hold a ceremony called Seijin Shiki,in the morning, and all young adults living in the community are invited to attend, to which officials give speech concerning their fresh responsibilities and rights. Young ladies celebrate the day by furisode kimono, which are longer than the kimono with shorter sleeve worn by married women. Most young ladies cannot afford one themselves.A Japanese kimono costs as much as a new car, so many ladies rent. They also go to a hairstylist to have their hair done the day before or early in the morning. The majority of young men wear business suits, although once in a while men wearing dark colored kimonos can be seen. Needless to say, the expense is far less for the men than for the ladies. After the speech, the young adults often gather in groups and go to parties or go out drinking. Young ladies, not used to the slippers, can often be seen limping as the afternoon wears on and the evening approaches. Later in the evening, it is not unusual to see young adults staggering in the trains, happily coming home after a day of celebration.